Hi, good afternoon. It's Clifton Joseph reporting for Eglinton TV, and we have a special guest, as they say, in the studio with us here in the Avenue on Eglinton West. We have performance artist Camille Turner, who this September will be teaching at U of T and will be pursuing a PhD at York University. So she's straddling two of the major Toronto universities, and she has been for the last 12 years been taking her performance piece Miss Canadiana across Canada and into the world of Australia, Senegal, Germany, the United Kingdom, and parts unknown. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, she's come from parts unknown to the known headquarters of Eglinton TV in the heart of Eglinton West. Camille Turner, welcome to Eglinton TV.
Thank you so much.
How are you enjoying the summertime? Since it's hot out here,
I know, but I love it. Mm-mm. I love it.
Me too. Yeah. So you're not one of those.
I'm trying to soak it all in and keep it with me.
Vitamin D, y'all. Store that stuff up for the time.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about performance arts, and even me trying to explain it to people here in the studio of what you do, I even keep on adding on things that complicates the explanation, the definition. Let's not go with that, but let's deal with your major character, Miss Canadiana, which you said that really came to you in a flash, already packaged, when you were out in the cosmopolitan city of North Bay, Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
Where all these white folks like snow, speaking of the weather changing, like snow, and I don't mean the reggae hip hop artist, but white folks like snow was just staring you down in the middle of that mall in North Bay. Mm-hmm. Take us back to that time, sis.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was, it's not that it was such an unusual thing.
Well, you just spent every Saturday in North Bay.
You know, right? But I mean, every time I step out of Toronto.
Yes, you're the mall. I'm going to that. You shit it out in North Bay.
I mean, every time I step out of Toronto and go into any area, outside of the metropolis, it's not an unusual occurrence, you know, people staring. But this day just seemed, I don't know, it was just something just happened that day. I'm walking, through this mall, not just minding my own business, not dressed strangely, anything. And then all of a sudden, I'm just looking at all these eyes staring at me.
Like you're a shoplifter.
You know?
Like an alien comes down.
Exactly. And just that whole multi-culti dream, this idea that, Canada, the multi-culti, that where everybody belongs, it just seemed like a farce at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And this image of myself representing all that is Canadian, that whole idea of what Canada says it is, it just, the irony of it just made me smile, mm-hmm.
But rewind a second though, because I mean, a lot of times people don't understand who don't go through it, right?
Yeah.
That experience of being followed around a store.
Yeah.
A young brother was following me around Dollarama the other day.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I made a double do. I said, brother, I've been being followed around for like 40 something years in this town. Don't be trying that stuff on me.
Yeah.
So I made a beeline, made a QZ and pop, pop, pop. And bump into him. I say, come on, man. So he shrugged off and moved along. But that experience of being followed along, being eyeballed, especially as far away as North Bay, mm-hmm. with a whole bunch of white folks that's mm-hmm. eyeballing you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Explain that feeling, that imposition, mm-hmm. that experience on the psyche.
Yeah. It's one of those things. And I think, I don't know, I've had it so many times in my life,
mm-hmm.
but it does weigh on you.
What does it do? Like, what does it do to you?
It feels like you're looking at yourself. At least that's how it feels to me, you mm-hmm. know? So I'm just so conscious of myself. And
you think that something's wrong with you then because of the steer naturally or what?
At that point I feel like I was just thinking, go along about your business,
stop, look at
that. Yeah, I just wish I could just
episode or something.
Yeah, I just wish I could just address them. You know, the other day in May, actually, a group of black curators, Canadian curators, myself amongst them, went to Venice, to the Biennale.
Mm-hmm.
And this white man, I mean, there were lots of men that were doing this. They just take a picture because they feel they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just this thing about, you know, somehow, you know, I'm supposed to be the object of whatever their projections are. So this man was taking a picture, and I walked right up to him and I says, "Excuse me, are you taking a picture of me?" And so, and there was another sister, Andrea Fatona, who was with me, and we confronted him and said, you know, there's a history of this kind of way of taking, you know, our images, you know, ourselves. So anyway, it was, I don't think he expected that at all, you know, didn't expect to be confronted. So.
Because in some ways it's a strange, I mean, it's a compliment in a way if you can see the skewedness of it. So almost instantaneously you become a museum.
Well, that's the thing.
You become a walk-in museum.
Yeah.
Like being in a pet zoo to something.
That's exactly it. Yeah, yeah. So it's just objectification that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was feeling. Yeah. So it was really interesting to me that this idea, it's returning the gaze.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's
yes,
what,
yes.
This is what this
taking
is all
over
about.
The gaze,
exactly.
You know? But yo, bum wash this show.
You know?
So it came to you in... almost instantaneously, see how you say instantaneously, and the whole costume, this
everything, color. Just, I saw myself as this representative of Canada, so this beauty queen with the sash, the gown, the tiara, I just saw her in my head, and it just made me smile.
So they're looking at you with a different gaze,
completely.
This time of adulation and... whatever.
Yeah. It's interesting. But I did not know what their responses were going to be. It took me a long time. It took me years, actually, before I actually was brave enough to go out and just, I mean, the idea just kind of held on to me, wouldn't let me go. You know those ideas?
Yeah.
When that happens, you kind of have to do it. Like, what are you going to do? You know, you can't fight back. So... I just decided, okay, so back in, I think it was 2002, it was Canada Day, I went out and bought myself a piece of ribbon made and wrote on it, Miss Canadiana, no kidding, and I had a red dress. I didn't even have a tiara at that time. I had some funny Canada hat on, but I just this sash, and just, I went out like this, and it's like a sea of people just parted, and they were whispering, "There's Miss Canada."
Because a lot of people have called the show Miss Canada.
Yeah, yeah. They don't really, people don't read. You know?
So here it was, the first time you're doing it. And wow.
Yeah.
The response.
And I remember being really, I used to be such a shy person. I was really, really shy. And so, I remember thinking, oh my God, everyone's looking at me. And then I realized, you know what, they can't even see me.
Dig, but the spectacle though.
They're seeing her.
Dig.
So it just made me relax and have fun. And
this is working.
Yeah.
This shit is working.
Exactly.
So move from you realizing, damn, it's happening.
Yeah.
To now taking control. And I'm sure it didn't happen the first, maybe it did. The first day, but it certainly would have grown.
Yes,
so
it's totally
describe,
grown,
if you will, the maneuvering then of realizing this train is moving.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got my hands on the driving thing.
Yeah.
So now that process of taking control, that particular first time.
Yeah, it was quite an amazing rush, and you know, and like I said, I was a really shy person. This Canadiana has taught me so much.
Did she just brought you out of your...
I'm telling you, it's like, well, you know, I realized that I used to be terrified of public speaking, for instance, but she wasn't. So, you know, when I show up as Miss Canadiana, I could say anything. And then I just started, you know, realizing that I'm channeling something, but this is a part of me. So it's a really interesting thing that happens with performance art. Mm-hmm. You know, this idea of embodying, you know, I am an artwork, but I'm embodying something, something important, something bigger than myself. Mm-hmm. And for me, when I really saw the power of it, there were two instances. One was in North Preston,
Nova Scotia, outside of Halifax.
Yeah, outside of Halifax. I didn't even know anything about this place before I went there. So I was brought there by Sobaz Benjamin.
Oh, yeah, ex-Torontonian.
Yes.
Working in radio and Halifax. Sobaz is kicking.
Amazing, yeah. His film, Race is a Four-Letter Word. So he brought me there, and they paraded me on the hood of a car, you know, so Miss Canadiana waving, you know, at everybody, and we go to this, there's signs all over the town saying that there's a reception for Miss Canadiana, come to this reception, so we go, and you're sitting there, and, you know, having food and everything, and then I'm expected to say something. So I start speaking, and I'm telling them the story of how I became Miss Canadiana. And I'm realizing at some point, they're going to realize that this is a performance.
And I'm thinking, steer left a bit.
So what's going to happen when I cross that line? And as I'm speaking, I'm thinking this, right? As soon as people started realizing it's a performance, this woman just interrupted me, and she says, wait, wait, wait. So you mean you made this up? I know. And I said, yeah, the pageant was shot in my backyard. She goes, you mean we could do this too? Mm-hmm. That was the most amazing moment of my whole career. It was such an empowering moment. People realizing, you know, that they have that power within them.
And you were able to cut through the whole idea of celebrity too. So you became, you fashioned yourself into a celebrity, and now sparking other people realizing
exactly.
That we can intervene.
Yes, yes.
But of course, being royal and coming from royalty, as you are, Queen Canadiana, royalty brings along with it responsibility.
Yeah.
What is the larger political point about multiculturalism? Because of course, one would expect, as most might, that Miss Canadiana would be white, would be Caucasian, you will. And here you are, black, turning that whole thing into a groove. So the idea then, the political idea behind the performance.
Yeah, well, I can illustrate that with another experience that happened to me, and it was when I went to Regina. It was back in 2004. I went there, and I had read in Briar Patch magazine an article by a group that called themselves Daughters of Africa. And so
Out
in the prairies.
Wow, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are some long-standing black
communities out there.
Communities in the prairies. Yes.
Phil Cooper's Dr. Phil Cooper's doing a story, some research out there.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people
Dion,
came from West.
Yeah, Dion Bowen as well.
Oh yes.
She's but so I called up this group, and I said, you know, I'm coming to town. Would you, you know, I'd really love to meet you. So they came and we met, and it was just amazing. And then when I had a show there, they all came out.
Nice.
The gallery was full of black people. The gallery director was really kind
somewhat
of
somewhat unusual,
you know,
exactly. It, that place in that time
never happened before. But they said to me, you know, we're so proud. It's like you are making us visible. There's a centenary celebration for this city. Next year, and you know, no one's even thought to ask us to be a part of this. We've been here for 100 years, you know, and so they said that you're making us visible, and so that for me was one of the most amazing moments, and it just made me realize, you know, these instances make me realize that this thing is way bigger than me. It's not about me. I'm the vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's been pretty amazing.
So, I guess a double-edged question, if you will. Were you Were you involved in beauty pageants in terms of Miss Toronto, Miss Hamilton,
Sunny
places where you lived? No, and were you a performance artist? Because this fits into some of that category. As nebulous as the definition might be,
exactly.
We'll get to that at some point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you involved either as a performance artist or taking part in queen shows, beauty contests?
Never. No. This is not. It's not sort of a trajectory that I, that kind of led here from performing. I mean, I've done. I've studied theater and dance, all of those things, but I was never like a professional performer. And then performance art, that was something I didn't even really understand, until. Although the first performance artist that I saw that really spoke to me, and spoke to me using irony and satire was Coco Fusco and Guillermo Gomez Pena.
Latino, New York City and other places. Oh yeah. I haven't heard much about them in the last number of years, but they were on the beat for a long time.
Coco Fusco has become she's a professor now. She's writing all kinds of books. She's become a theorist and a really important one in the field of performance theory, performance art.
Outstanding.
Yeah, she's amazing. But I just loved her work. Her piece, The Couple in the Cage, that was great. So they posed as the last remaining Amerindians.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about performance art is it's not like going to a gallery or a museum and there's a piece of art and it's on the wall and it's safely there and you're over here. It's actually, like I say, turning the gaze around. So so whoever is in looking at it is involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
The piece doesn't exist until people are interacting with it. It's an interactive piece that is the frame is around, the viewer. There's no viewer, it's a participant, right? So that's what I really love about this.
Me too, tell the truth, because in a way it is, by definition, innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an art form then that a definition of it is shifting because it now envelops itself. Everybody's a part of it. So
exactly.
Who's,
and we're creating it on the fly.
Yeah.
We're creating it on the fly with the interaction between people,
Which means that it can be highly misunderstood also. I've seen
Absolutely.
A lot of, I've been associated with a lot of the independent and alternative art scene, and I've been to a lot of what's called performance art, and frankly, a lot of times I'm left dumbfounded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's too many moving parts and they don't seem to fit together.
Mm-hmm.
And I either go away that I must be stupid or this is some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's some shit with a grant application on it, right?
I know.
So, we'll get to the definition later on still.
Yeah.
But I guess, so you've been doing this for a while then, and do you look at the Queen's drive-bys to see how she waves?
Oh, of course.
Do you look at the Miss World competition?
She's my role model.
To see how to do that kind of thing. What is that combination of, because it's official, so you necessarily have to be stiff
to
some degree, or regal, right? You have to be above the crowd. You can't be, your subjects are your subjects, right? So you are, and you're on top of a limousine,
on top of
a car. So physically,
that's true.
You are.
It's the space that kind of inscribes me with this kind of, I don't know.
So you don't look down on your subjects?
No, not at all. For me, I find it so interesting. Like I've been
what kind of queen?
I'm
a socialist queen.
People have done interviews and
solidarity forever. You know what I mean?
The media always tries to brand what I do as fake, and I find that interesting because for me, there's nothing fake about it. It's real in terms of the interaction between me and whoever I'm interacting with. That's real, know, and. And frankly, I'm not someone who could do it if I thought it was fake.
Because how much faker than can you get more than a beauty contest or the Queen?
Well, that's the thing. That's the
German
thing.
A German woman parading as she is British. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So your art is legitimate as a legitimate intervention that influences people.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah.
We still will get to the definition later because I want to say.
I don't even know if I could give you that.
So you've taken this around Canada,
yeah.
Ontario, Australia, Germany, the United Kingdom, Senegal. Let's speak with Senegal, which is a place you've been to a number of times. What is your fascination with Senegal? It's continental. You're from the West Indies. There's a sense of the diaspora.
Yeah.
What is the special part that Senegal holds for you? Historically, educationally, artistically.
So much.
Liberty.
So much. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where to start.
I got time. My ears are bigging up like some elephants right now. I will forget. Somebody bring me a pita.
Well, what brought me there in the first place was the Dakar Biennale.
Mm-hmm.
And
very prestigious, international rock folks in all kinds of innovative art forms. Meditate to it.
Incredible, incredible. And I feel like I was so blessed to have been chosen to be one of the Canadian artists, media artists that are brought there. So that was 10 years ago. I went and I was presenting all kinds of different work. And then it was interesting because I didn't get to do Miss Canadiana until the very end. And I came at the last day dressed as Miss Canadiana to do my presentation. And I remember this one woman who had been there every day of the week listening to my presentations. Suddenly, it's like I'm a different person. She goes, "Oh, you're a miss." Mm-hmm. I was a miss too.
For real.
Yes. But it's like I honestly.
Even after she's seen you, because I would have thought that you would do Miss Canadiana first and then go into.
No.
So the sense of surprise.
I wasn't even there. Yeah, I was there to, because I've done a lot of work in media arts. So I was there to, you know, present all the other things I've done. So I thought that was really interesting. And just the way people responded, the Miss contests are huge there.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that there. This is Clifton Joseph reporting for Eglinton TV. We're in the middle of a conversation with performance artist Miss Canadiana, Camille Turner. We'll be right back. We've got a lot of things to talk about. She'll be with us for a moment. So we'll be right back. You're watching Eglinton TV.